From humble beginnings, Daktronics of Brookings has grown to what is now a $600 million a year firm with nearly 2,500 employees and display systems in major cities and stadiums all over the world. Daktronics celebrated their 50th anniversary last evening with an event in Brookings. Al Kurtenbach co-founded the firm along with Dwayne Sander. Kurtenbach says Daktronics has always stressed that it's important to be part of the community. Originally, of course, that was just Brookings.
Now we have employees in Sioux Falls, a significant number, and we have employees over in Redwood Falls. We have two pretty large manufacturing plants in each of those towns. And then more recently, we have small manufacturing operations in Shanghai and also over in Ireland.
Governor Dennis Dugard proclaimed it Daktronics Day in South Dakota.
Daktronics is a wonderful example of what good South Dakota hard work, innovation, and inventiveness can bring to a community and to a state. We're thankful for the courage of Al Kurtenbach and Dwayne Sander when they started this company 50 years ago, and they've just turned their little startup into an international behemoth.
Brookings Mayor Keith Corbett says Brookings would not be the same without Daktronics.
That's what I tell Al all the time. What would we be without Daktronics? And I don't want to think about it. And what Dr. Kurtenbach and Dr. Sander have done to establish the quality of care, and their employees, not just them, but what they do for the communities and everything. They just, you know, people should emulate them and hold them on pedestals, saying that's what I want my people to be like when they grow up to be leaders.
The celebration also featured tours and displays of Daktronics display boards and equipment.